Bahrain is a partner and a very important one to the United States.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made the remarks while welcoming Bahrain's Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa in Washington. Clinton made no reference to Saudi-backed Bahraini regime forces' brutal crackdown on anti-government protesters.
The Crown Prince of Bahrain is not only involved in torture and killing protesters, but he's also involved in huge, massive corruption. So to meet him is to endorse him.
The Bahraini Crown Prince also met with other senior U.S. officials, including President Barack Obama, to garner their support for the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. The meetings came as Saudi-backed regime forces are pressing ahead with their crackdown on the Bahraini opposition. The repression continues despite Manama's announcement of an end to a months-long emergency law. Regime forces attacked people holding religious processions over the weekend. As part of their relentless suppression of all forms of opposition, regime forces have detained over 1,000 rights activists, medics, clerics, and political figures. They've not even spared mosques, hospitals, and schools. Hundreds of religious places have been desecrated or destroyed since the revolution began in mid-February. Despite the heavy-handed tactics, the Bahraini regime has failed to silence people who continue demanding the ouster of the ruling Al-Khalifa dynasty. The United States and other Western nations have been criticized for being tight-lipped over the grave violations of human rights in Bahrain. Bahraini opposition groups have slammed Washington for what they call its double standards when it comes to its stances towards the revolutions in the Arab world. The U.S. in particular has fallen short of criticizing its major ally, Saudi Arabia, over its invasion of Bahrain.
These regimes always rely on brutal repression and enjoy not only the support but the armed sustaining of that repression by their sponsors in the Imperium, by the United States, by Great Britain, by the NATO powers, the U.S. in particular.
This is not the first time that the U.S. and other Western states have been moot spectators of human rights violations in the Persian Gulf region. They kept quiet when former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons in his war against Iran. A U.S. State Department document has revealed that Washington called on its Western allies to take no decision on an Iranian UN draft resolution on the use of chemical weapons by the Iraqi regime.